For 4 years, the extremist political religious right had free reign in this country, making ever greater claims of rights and exemptions and leveraging public ignorance or discomfort with some of the most marginalized persons in this country to push back as much as they possibly could on the incremental progress these communities had managed in the previous decades. In very real ways, the fox was put in charge of guarding the hen house. With different philosophies and principles sweeping across the nation's capital, a lot of the focus for the relentless religious right has shifted to the states, where partisan elected officials and hordes of hastily confirmed judges wait ready to do its bidding. As the misapplication of religious freedom concepts spread in many states, so does the mandate of Interfaith Alliance and its local affiliates to protect true religious freedom for all. And Oklahoma has been seen more than its fair share of assaults. With me right now is Dr. Noel Jacobs, the new executive director of Interfaith Alliance of Oklahoma. I'm glad you're with us on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here, Reverend Getty.
As busy as you are with your medical practice, what made you want to take on this leadership position at a time like this?
I became involved with the Interfaith Alliance in 2011 after going through some of my own developmental process related to understanding others. I grew up here in Oklahoma. I saw and met some of the best people that I will ever meet. I also saw some, as I grew more understanding of this, some of the worst discrimination and practices of intolerance that I saw anywhere in the travels that I went later in life. Knowing those two things coexisted, that there were great loving individual people, and then there were these group practices that harmed the other, whether that other was someone of a different faith, someone of a different sexual orientation or gender identity, religious background from cultural practices, it really spurred me to become involved in this. And since I have seen better days and I've seen worse days in our state. And we've had a terrific history with people like Reverend Jeff Hamilton, who is our legislative icon. He followed every bill in the legislature to know when we needed to be following up, getting members alerted, and speaking back into the political process.
Yeah. What are some of the priority issues Interfaith Alliance of Oklahoma is focusing on right now?
I would say foremost in our mind are the actions of the legislature and the governor around the current COVID-19 pandemic. One of the things that we've seen is that our state rushed back to being open very quickly, and we have some of the highest infection rates and per capita, some of the highest mortality rates in the country. In fact, we have been compared with whole countries in the level of loss that we've had. And chief among the arguments has been the need to be free to worship in person, as is the strong desire of many communities. And we have actually had to push back a little bit on that related to an understanding of science and public safety and health, and the fact that we are at a better place than ever in being able to meet and pray virtually, to worship together online, and in creative use of space, including outdoor spaces. So that has been one of the things that we've seen politically that we've had to speak back into. But there are a host of laws being considered right now in House bills and Senate bills that relate to things that we have to be paying attention to, speaking to our constituency, and then giving voice back into the legislature about who we're representing and why we believe the way we do about certain legislation. Some of those are, for example, a bill being considered right now that's an initiative petition that actually makes it much harder for individual citizens in Oklahoma to bring potential legislation to the forefront for consideration. The rights of individuals to create bills is actually being threatened right now.
Do you find that a growing number of people in the state are finally waking up to the very real threats facing religious freedom for all?
That's a difficult conversation in Oklahoma, because the way you couch the idea of threat to religious freedom is different depending on who you speak to.
Yeah.
There are many conservative religious organizations in Oklahoma, houses of worship, that believe that Christianity is the only religion under threat right now, and specifically conservative Christianity. Whereas the actual rights of other groups that clearly include their religious beliefs, for example, immigrants. We believe that immigration reform is a religious freedom issue, partly because people come here because of intolerance in their own communities. And if they're not allowed in and they're not given provision and help, then their own safety continues to be threatened. So we believe in supporting immigration reform in a way that helps more people get to us. Oklahoma almost closed its borders on immigrants under the executive orders in the last presidency. And we saw our numbers shrink, and we saw support for immigrants shrink. And a whole lot of that was due to legislative pressure. So we believe that communities that feel they're being harmed may not be the ones that are actually at risk of harm.
What are the ways the Interfaith Alliance brings people together across lines of both division and difference?
We host a series of talks. In the past, of course, we did them in person. And since last April, we have been doing them online. And we are at about the place where we're having at least one per month, where we get people from different religious backgrounds together. Some of the things that we're talking about are civil rights issues. Some of the things that we're talking about are simply, how do you get to know, understand, and show golden rule behavior towards someone who has a different religious or cultural background than yourself? So we have a very robust amount of engagement through our groups like Amazing Faiths and Many Beliefs Serving Together. Many Beliefs Serving Together used to put people of different beliefs, including atheists and agnostics, but then all of the host of religious groups in Oklahoma City metro area together for public service projects where they would work together for a full day, get to know each other and have dialogue about differences and similarities in their own journeys. And since we have had to move remote for our activities, we have actually recreated some of the activities in online formats where you're still getting to know your neighbor and discuss things, including politics, but across our religious and cultural background differences.
Yeah. As the leader there, what would be two or three goals that you'd love to see achieved in your first year of leadership?
One is to give all the people of Oklahoma, and that includes people in rural areas, more knowledge about what we're doing that they can join in on for learning, for dialogue and input, and for starting to understand other people's points of views. We do have a tremendous amount of religious diversity in Oklahoma, and we do not spend enough time talking to each other across our differences. And one of the biggest differences that we have in Oklahoma is the rural versus urban divide. We have a pretty 50-50 state where 50% live in one of the three biggest metropolitan areas in Oklahoma, and the rest live in much smaller rural communities. We want to let everybody get to know each other through some intentional dialogue that we are planning for the rest of the year, where we have some pastors and some interfaith leaders who are actually reaching out to smaller parts of the state to have ongoing dialogue. So that's one, connecting us across the state. Second is becoming a place online and through our meetings where people can find out more about what's going on, both activities that connect us, but then also things like legislation that can end up dividing us further. We want to be a hub of communication. We are partners with the Oklahoma Conference of Churches in many of these ways because Reverend Shannon Fleck and her group are terrific at creating moments where these larger communities get together with the smaller communities that we have. So we're looking forward to that. I would say, thirdly, we really want to be getting public media messages out there that run counter to some of the messages of division that we are hearing every day, whether it is online or in news media or on air in local networks. We want to see billboard, print, radio, public service announcements that let people know the golden rule is out there for all of us. And when we take the time to get to know each other, develop an understanding and relationship where we can trust and see the other as human, all of a sudden, a whole lot of the things that divide us fall away. So we want a larger media presence in Oklahoma. That would be my third goal.
As if you didn't have enough to do already, I understand that in your work with Oklahoma University, you have created some very helpful materials for kids related to COVID.
So we found last spring, as schools were shutting down, families were starting to work from home, children were cut off from relational time with each other, teenagers lost their social life except for what was online, there were two things happening. One, stress and concern about what things were going to be like through the pandemic were growing. Second, there was information and misinformation going out about the virus itself. Working in a health center, I have the privilege of working around people in infectious disease, pediatricians who give their lives to teaching kids and parents about how we grow up healthy and stay safe. And in my own area of health psychology, what I saw were kids in distress that needed tools and parents that needed to be able to have conversations. So in collaboration with some people, we developed animated videos, two about 4 minute shorts, that show one family having a conversation around the dinner table where one of the parents, one of the caregivers, is a healthcare provider working with COVID patients and therefore living separately to maintain safety in the household. This allowed us to have conversations about what is a virus for the younger children, for the older children. Why does it mean that I have to have a difference in my social life? And for parents talking to all of their kids, it deals with how do we handle our emotions through this? Because it's okay that not all of our emotions are good or happy. We're going to be stressed. We're going to be sad. We're going to be angry at times. And a lot of that is coming from the stress that's created by the way we have to live differently and concern, anxiety about the pandemic itself. So these videos are designed to be reachable to any age, great ways for parents to start having conversations, short enough that they don't bore young children, and joining. We have relationship in there. We have a little bit of humor. We have characters that are relatable, and then we have good medical sound advice. It was a joy for me to be able to do that, and we're hoping to be able to do more.
The language of religious freedom has been weaponized in this country. It's been used to set neighbor against neighbor. How optimistic are you that with our efforts and the efforts of many others, the tide may yet turn on this destructive direction that seems to attract so many Americans?
Certainly. If I didn't believe that we as a nation in my state, Oklahoma, the people that live here, and specifically the Interfaith Alliance, did not have the tools needed to help us bridge divides, get to know, trust, and understand each other, I would not be doing this work. Some people call me a hopeless optimist. I believe that I am a scientifically attuned optimist because I know that at our core, we want to be connected for community. I believe that with our messages, we can overcome these bridges and have better days ahead.
Dr. Noel Jacobs is a child psychologist and professor of pediatrics who, since the start of this year, heads up Interfaith Alliance of Oklahoma. You can learn more at www.tiaok.org. Noel, it's great to meet you. Thank you for taking this time to be with us on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you so much. We always have a place to sit down and enjoy a cup of coffee or a meal with you when the pandemic allows it. We would love to have you back in Oklahoma, and We will keep working hard on behalf of all the work that you've done for the years that you've been there.
Thank you, sir. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. Your donations help keep us on the air. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift as we celebrate 15 years of continuous broadcasting. Information on how to donate is available at stateofbelief.com. That's stateofbelief.com. Stay up to date by subscribing to the free weekly State of Belief podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform, and take a moment to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Be part of the conversation. Social media helps connect like-minded people in conversation and company. I'd ask you to share State of Belief with just one person this week for whom you think this might be helpful. Our producer is Ray Kirstein. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And be sure to join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That's State of Belief.
The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man.